I thought you might.
Our next public hearing is conditional use 1708, Lisa Phillips, trustee.
Mr. Chairman, let the record show I wish to abstain from this public hearing.
All right, sir. Duly noted.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a bar pit slash pond reclamation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country in Sussex County on a parcel containing 19.248 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 495, 1,785 feet southwest of the intersection with Route 497, and also being 785 feet west of Route 497. On this application, we also received an exhibit booklet. The exhibit booklet contains the copy of the application, an aerial photo of the site plan for the proposed project, a copy of a DLDOT letter dated June 1st of 2006 in reference to a support facilities report, a copy of the FEMA flood map, a copy of the wetlands inventory map, a wetland evaluation, a report on bar pit evaluation, correspondence in support of the application, proposed conditions of approval, in reference to the surveyor credentials. The commission was supplied with that exhibit booklet. It is a part of the record. And I believe, do you all have copies or larger copies of the site plan for this application? Not all passing them. I have a couple letters from agency comments on this application. First one being from the Department of Transportation. Makes reference to the support facilities report for this application. Makes reference to the size of the parcel, location, the bar pit proposal. The Department of Transportation does not recommend a typical traffic impact study be done. But traffic volumes in the area are relatively light, and we would not expect the bar pit to generate enough traffic to create congestion. They are concerned that truck traffic to and from the pit could damage roads in the vicinity of the project. They recommend the county require the applicant to provide DLDOT with additional information pertaining to trip generation and trip distribution before DLDOT makes recommendations about any entrance requirements. The trip generation information should include estimates of the average daily trips and the average morning and evening peak hour trips that the pit would generate while operating, and the percentages of those trips that would be made by heavy trucks. In order that the county might better understand the traffic that the pit would generate, the department recommends that the commission require the applicant to provide this information to DLDOT and the county before the county acts on decision on this application. That was dated March 10th of 2006. Attached to that was the support facilities report, which made reference to the typical annual average daily traffic of 724 vehicles per day. That the current level of the traffic impact study is not recommended. That the current level of service is level of service A and will not change as a result of this application. On March 29th of 06, Adams and Kemp Associates, the surveyor engineering firm on this application, submitted information to DLDOT relating to what they consider to be the trip generations that was provided to DLDOT. And on June 1st of 2006, they respond to our office from DLDOT in reference to this application again, in reference to the size of the bar pit, and expressed due to the potential for concerns to be raised by potential truck traffic to and from the pit, they still recommend the county require the applicant provide us with additional information pertaining to trip generation and trip distribution. They do a reference that the RB Kemp did supply them with the traffic generation diagrams and the estimates for average daily traffic. For the site to be approximately 100 vehicular trips per day, with 95% of those vehicles consisting of trucks. According to the vehicle trip distribution shown, the vehicular trips will be split evenly, with 50 entering from the south and exiting to the south on Hickory Road. If the county chooses to approve this conditional use application, we will consider the provided information in determining what improvements are needed in relation to the site access. And lastly, from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and making reference to this application, I received a memo on November 7th of 2007. The site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area 4. The project proposes, if any construction were to take place, for occupancy and on-site septic, and the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County plans to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required. That was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Good evening. As was just indicated by the chair, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. It's an odd circumstance. I'm here for the same reason that Mr. Phyllis is here. Mr. Schrader would have been presenting this application, but he's at a ball game with Mr. Robertson this evening, I believe, over in West Virginia. The applicant in this matter is Lisa Phillips, the trustee for the Phillips Educational Trust. The applicant could not be here this evening because of a medical situation in the family. We're going to proceed on, obviously. The seated here on the front row with me is R.B. Kemp, and he will be reviewing the design and site plan for the commission. As Mr. Lank just indicated, this is a conditional use application pursuant to section 115-172 of the Sussex County Code for roughly a 5-acre borrow pit, which, when the proposed reclamation is completed, as you can see on the plans, will have some wildlife habitat areas in addition to and surrounding the proposed borrow pit. At this time, I'm going to ask that Mr. Kemp review the site plan with you and the proposed uses. I would note that as Mr. Lank was reviewing the exhibit book, Mr. Kemp's curriculum vitae is attached as Exhibit 11 to that. But obviously, you all are free to question him about his experience. Mr. Kemp.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is R.B. Kemp. I'm a professional land surveyor here in Georgetown. In regards to this project, the property is located in a sparsely populated rural area approximately 3 miles west of Laurel. The pond is approximately 1,000 feet west of what is known as Old Hickory Road and approximately 800 feet of Dogwood Lane. All the surrounding properties are zoned AR1 as well as this subject parcel. The area of the proposed pond is bordered on the north and west by woodlands. It's also bordered on the east by woodlands and a private ditch. The ditch has a wooded hedgerow along each side that helps to screen the view from Old Hickory Road. A wildlife tree planting area and wildlife habitat area borders the pond to the south. And to the south of the those wildlife areas is an agricultural field. The current area where the pond is right now is an agricultural field that's was most recently planted with the watermelons. The nearest residence to the pond is owned by the applicant on the adjacent property, and it's over 300 feet away. I think other than that, the The other nearest residents are probably in the vicinity of 1,000 feet away. Somewhere down in this vicinity, there's a home, and somewhere over here, there's a home, I believe. There is a mobile home, I believe, over here, but I believe that's also on the applicant's property. Okay, the current access to this area is from an existing road that crosses the private ditch and other lands of the applicant and exits onto Old Hickory Road. That would be the road to the east there. A temporary 25-foot wide easement will be created along the existing road extending from the site to the public road. So that would run from here across this private ditch where there's, this road exists already, there's a pipe across the ditch and runs along the chicken house and out to Old Hickory Road here. DLDOT has classified that public road as a local road, and as Lawrence mentioned, Mr. Lank mentioned, they reviewed the site plan and do not anticipate that the borrow pit will generate sufficient traffic to warrant a traffic impact study. The proposed pond will be constructed within the limits of a required 50-foot wide buffer from all adjoining properties. This buffer mostly adjoins other lands of the applicant. With the exception to the northeast, it will provide a buffer to the wooded lands of Edward and Karen Wall. That would be this little section right here. These lands here are all other lands of the applicant. Same with this property here. This property is down here, is owned by the state of Delaware. Of course, we've got the wildlife area that's going to buffer pond from other lands of Woodrow Phillips over here. That's any relationship to Okay, the pond will be constructed to a depth of 28 feet and includes a control structure that allows for the management of the water elevation. A soil scientist that has been involved in the project has indicated that a normal pond elevation of 4 to 5 feet below the existing ground level can be expected. The pond will be constructed similar to another pond that's been designed by my office for a borrow pit that was reclaimed into another pond. The way that works is it starts with a gradual 6-to-1 side slope beginning at a maintenance strip at the top of the bank and falls down to a reverse bench. For safety reasons, the reverse bench will be constructed above the normal water elevation and will extend for 10 feet to another 6-to-1 side slope. That side slope extends for a short distance to a 10-foot level bench. The normal water level is anticipated to be 1 foot above this level bench. From there, a 3-to-1 side slope will extend for approximately 65 feet to the bottom of the pond. A specialist for the applicant has developed a wildlife planting plan for the area. That plan is included in the binder for the commission's review. The planting plan includes a millet moist soil planting for the 10-foot wide level bench surrounding the pond. The water level of the pond will be drawn down during late spring via the water control structure and will be kept dry during summer months. It will provide a feeding area for migrating ducks, geese, and shorebirds. Other areas surrounding the level bench, this area out here and the wildlife habitat area will be planted with certain species of plants that will attract deer, turkeys, quail, and rabbits and so forth. I That's all I have. Thank you.
Very briefly, because I believe that Mr. Adams has just covered the elements of this site plan. I just wanted to emphasize that, as he pointed out, the majority of the land surrounding this site are owned by either the applicant or other family members of the applicant, and the nearest residential structure or structures are owned by the applicant. As part of the exhibit book that was submitted, I believe it's tab 10, there were proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions of approval. In reviewing that, I would note that the proposed condition number 2 was incorrectly typed, and the proposed hours of operation for Saturday should not just have been 7 p.m., it should have said 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The remaining proposed conditions are compliance with the requirements of Section 115-172, and of course, approval from DLDOT, and then provisions about storage of things on the site. In conclusion, the impact on surrounding properties is minimal with this application because they're owned by the applicant themselves. And as you've seen, the plan is for a 5-acre borrow pit, which, when the proposed reclamation is completed, will be the wildlife habitat, the wildlife forest and plantings, and then the wildlife habitat area for feeding, both of which complement the extremely rural character of this neighborhood, which Mr. Kemp referred to at the outset of his application. We stand ready for any questions that the commission may have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, gentlemen. Keeping in mind with what you just said, Mr. Hutt, that so much of the property around this is owned by the applicant or members of their family, how do you feel about the need for any security for this site? Has any of that been a consideration?
No, and largely just because it is owned by the surrounding properties are the applicants, and it's all be private property owned by the applicant or the applicant's family members, and given the location and type of area, security would seem out of place, I believe.
All right. Thank you. Fuel storage on the site, your conditions mentions there'll be no fuel storage for, is that correct?
That's correct.
Has there been any thought, or is there a need to have an area to wash down the trucks as they prior to them leaving the site and getting out onto the county roads, the dump trucks?
I'd ask Mr. Kemp if that has been part of the design.
No, we haven't considered that. I think it would be typical to at least have some sort of a stone access at the entrance to knock off the dirt off the tires and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we have not given any consideration to that point.
Could something like that be jerry-rigged off? You've got this agri-drain water control structure and outlet pipe. Could something like that be converted to have a 2-inch hose to wash down the truck tires and wheels?
That's something that we could certainly look into. I'm not sure what is typical as far as that type of operation at a borrow pit if they typically use that for the water in the pit for wash down. So okay. Be more than happy to look into that.
Thank you. Mr. Kemp, you piqued my interest. If you would explain, because I do not know, what is a reverse bench?
Well, if you could imagine the gradual slope that runs from the top of the bank down toward the pond, the reverse bench actually will slope in the other direction. It's a safety factor, actually, if someone, well, I guess, were to stumble down or fall down or a piece of equipment were to fall off the bank, then it would tumble down into this reverse bench, and it would stop there because the slope reverts back in a different direction.
So the slope reverts back, and then it continues down in that cycle that you described for the commission.
Exactly.
For the different ratios down to the water level.
Right.
And
if I may, Mr. Smith.
Certainly.
If you look at the drawing, which was tab 3 in your book, and on the displays here, the reverse bench is shown. It's labeled. It might be difficult to read on yours because it's very small, I think. But the slopes are shown, and then you can see where it goes up. Just in a layman's thought, it's just it makes it more difficult for a person to wander or stumble into the depth of the the pond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. I get the concept. I was following along with you, but you stopped me right there from the beginning with a reverse bench. But I understand now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Upon completion, the approximate depth mean water level in the pond would be how many feet deep?
It's anticipated, I believe, that the I believe it's shown on this plan here. The normal pond would be at elevation 46. And the top is at 50.5, so that's... you're going to have 23.5 feet of water, and the bottom of the pond is 28 feet below the ground. Those numbers are shown on this pond section.
And the pond will be drained periodically, correct, during the summer months? Is that correct?
It'll be drained just down to below the level bench, and that's all a factor with the tree plant or the moist millet plantings, and he's got a specialist involved that helps him with that.
Is there a date that the applicant thinks this process will be done by? A completion date that they will not be mining out the soils and then have the reclamation take place?
There is not a firm date. Largely just because the contractors who would be removing the borrow material, it's dependent upon, I suppose, if they have a large project and are going to remove the material quickly, there'd obviously be a sooner completion date. If it's somebody who's, the completion date would be dependent on the needs of the contractor who's removing the borrow material.
Thank you. No other questions at this time.
No answer. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Well, my question goes back to Mr. Smith's about the duration, because I'm looking in your exhibit booklet, section 4. That's a letter from Mr. Kemp to DLDOT saying that the contractor estimates the project will last 3 months. But yet I go back to section 10, and there's a letter there from Mr. Hopkins, contractor, saying 5 years.
They're talking about two different things.
with two different things.
Possibly.
I don't. That's what confused me. That's why I had the similar concern that Mr. Smith had about the duration of the project. Is there a reason why one says 3 months and one says 5 years? A little difference in time span.
Yeah, I don't know.
Again, David, if you have, I think that's the what I was just describing. It depends on the needs of the contractor who's going to be removing the borrow. I believe one of the letters in tab 10, 9.
Nine.
I think it might take 3 months to get down. The improvements nine. In place, and then they're going to mine it for 5 years.
Okay, improvements for like the road entrance.
Yeah, so I would assume that that's what they would Delta would be interested in.
Okay. Has there been any discussion with DelDOT then in terms of any road improvements that might be requested? I'm thinking back to our recent borough pit we had where DelDOT was very specific in terms of the road improvements that had to be made from the entrance to the, in that case, that borough pit to the nearest intersection.
I guess way back when, after this first correspondence with DelDOT from over a year ago, there were some phone calls that I had with DelDOT, and there was mention of the same thing that you said, that he could recall other borrow pits where that was made a requirement. At this point in time, there has been no final say on that matter. But that certainly would be an issue that would have to be taken up with DelDOT in regards to, you know, improvements to the entrance. And at that point in time, we would find out exactly what they're going to require as far as any improvements to the road. But at this point in time, we don't know.
And what would you estimate the distance would be from the entrance to your access to the borough pit to the nearest intersection? I guess that would be 497 and
Airport Road, I believe, to the south.
Yeah.
I believe that's about 3,000 feet.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Mr. Burton.
Yes, sir. What the reason that the property is kind of squared off with a looks like a possible entrance road over on 495. Is that in the future? Is that why that kind of stubs off there?
I don't have a real good answer for you, Mr. Burton. That's just the way the property is configured. But no, I don't believe that there's any future development or anything and for the property that is planned, none that I've ever been aware of.
And the 100 trips a day, that would be 50 loaded and 50 unloaded?
That's correct.
Okay. That's all. Everything else been answered. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lank.
I don't really have any questions. I just noticed that it seems that there's an intent by the completion of this project to attract wildfowl. And was there any concern by any agency or any of your consultants, environmental people, about the close proximity of the poultry house or houses that are right next to the access, being that close to a pond that's going to attract waterfowl? Get into the avian.
No one
references and that type of thing.
No one has raised that concern, although it appears
they had several environmentalists reviewing the project. I just wonder if that was a question they raised.
They have not.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Counts.
If my information is correct, I believe this is in an ag district. Do you need any special approval from the Department of Agriculture for the borrow pit?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, I don't know. That's why I asked. Oh.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No
questions.
All right then, gentlemen, we thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1708 Lisa Phillips Trustee? In favor? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on up.
Hi, my name is Charles Toller. I'm one of the neighboring residents on Dogwood Lane. And just here tonight to support the farm pond project. And I brought with me a petition of support with eight other residents and adjoining property, or closest proximity to the property. And that's it. As talking to my fellow neighbors, we think it's going to be, it sounds like a great idea, something that we all support. I heard the question come up a few minutes ago about access to Dogwood Lane. I understand that's a drainage ditch right there. That's not going to be an access road. The only access is going to be from Old Hickory, I understand. I just brought a single copy of this. I don't know who I give this to.
That's Mr. Lank.
Okay.
What's your last name again?
My name's Charles Toller.
Toller. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1708? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.